All right, welcome back, everyone, and thank you for your patience. It looks like technically the sun is shining on us for right now, so we're going to move forward. We're going to have to change things around again to stay on time here, and with that, we're going to move to the public hearing. The portion of the meeting is designated for public comment on our finalizations only, and Nick Michaels will explain what those finalizations are. So if you want to speak to those items, this is the time to do that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the Chair said, we will be addressing each of the finalizations in turn. If a member of the public wishes to address the Commission, they can let me know at this time as I go through them. You will have 3 minutes to address the Commission, at which point I will let you know that your time is finished and you do need to wrap up your comments. We'll first address agenda item number 8, which is antelope and turkey finalizations. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the Commission specifically on the antelope and turkey finalizations? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the Commission on antelope and turkey finalizations? If so, please indicate by raising your hand. Seeing no one, we'll move then to number 9, deer. Is there anyone here present in person who wishes to address the Commission on the deer finalization? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the Commission on the deer finalization? If so, please indicate by raising your hand. Seeing no one there, we'll move then to number 10, the elk finalization. We'll hear first from Ron Kolbeck.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Ron Kolbeck, Salem, South Dakota, representing the South Dakota Bowhunters Association. You may remember a year ago I was here and had some questions and concerns about the number of antlerless elk licenses that were being issued at that time, and it was proposed to be for 2 years. I wanted to come back here today because I see you're reducing that back ahead of schedule, and I appreciate that, and it would encourage you to accept the licenses as proposed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present in person who wishes to address the Commission on the elk finalizations? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the Commission on the elk finalizations? If so, please raise your hand. Okay, we are moving on then to number 11, waterfowl finalizations. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the Commission on the waterfowl finalizations? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the Commission on the waterfowl finalizations? If so, please raise your hand. Seeing no one there, we'll move to the last finalization, which is bighorn sheep. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the Commission on the bighorn sheep finalizations? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the Commission on bighorn sheep finalizations? If so, please raise your hand. Seeing no one, Madam Chair, I believe we can end the public hearing portion of this Commission meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. Now with that, we'll move to the open forum. This portion of the meeting is designated for public comment on petitions, proposals, and other items of interest not on the agenda. And just like previous, Mr. Michaels will help guide as we work through this section.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Same format to our members of the public. You will have 3 minutes to address the Commission on whatever topic of importance you wish to address. Mr. Kolbeck, we had you listed twice. Did you wish to address the Commission again?
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Ron Kolbeck again, South Dakota Voters Association, wanted to talk to you about the Elk Action Plan that's in draft format at this time. First of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to have representation in the stakeholder group. Jason Stone with the association, who's now our president elect of the association, was on that stakeholder group. But I want to talk about the action plan and a lot of good things, I think, with the action plan as we see it, with Black Hills in particular. Really appreciate the seems like a minor change, but I think it's an important change in increasing the optimum carrying capacity in the Black Hills from 8,000 to 9,000. Allows us to try to hold the population where it's at today, which we think is a good thing. We think the elk herd is very good in the Black Hills today. The other part of that plan, or one of the objectives, is to shift the allocation of licenses slightly to increase archery opportunities from 25% of tags to 30% of tags, which of course, as an organization, we support. It does several things for us. One is, because of popularity, an elk tag has become the hardest, actually, elk tag has become the hardest tag in the state to draw. And so this should help a little bit. The other thing it does is it actually puts a few more hunters in the field to reach the same harvest objectives, because the tree is not quite a success rate, high success rate. We can actually have more people in the field to create more opportunities. Also, recognize that there's unique issues outside of the Black Hills, and really encourage you to continue to work with the landowners and all the stakeholders groups outside the hills, and obviously a totally different management objectives outside of the hills, and we recognize that. Support the plan as proposed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll hear next from Jim Huttmacher.
You've done that pretty well.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for taking time today, all the commissioners, Secretary Rowley, for taking time just to listen. I'm here for the walleye change petition that's coming up. I'm not a professional fisherman. I grew up in the Chamber of Oklahoma area since I was little. I remember when the limit was 8, we had no slot size, and then it changed and it went downhill. And it seems the last 10 years that things have gotten just a little worse. It starts out pretty good. We have good fishing in April, May, and by the time Labor Day gets around and we get done with all the tournaments and everything, it's really hard to catch anything that's over 13 inches. And a lot of the other people that come from Sioux Falls, Minnesota, Iowa fishing, all go up to either Lake Sharp or go on to Lake Oahe. They don't stop anymore. It would be nice for us to be able to go out and take family and friends and go out, you know, and go fish one day and be able to catch a limit of fish. But it's getting very hard to do, and it's almost seems to be a waste to go out and catch 13 inches, because even if you could keep them, there's nothing there, and we don't keep them anyway. So it just would be nice to do. I don't know if the change is the exact thing that we need to do on that. I think it's a good start. It would be nice to try that and see how it worked a few years. We're not cutting into a lot of the recreational business that goes on in those first 3 months of the year, but we could maybe save some numbers and see if we can get something done. We can grow our population and extend our fishing season a little farther. I'd answer any questions if you got them.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you much.
Next, hear from Marty Hansen. He's currently not online, so we'll come back if he does make himself present. How about Janet Moore?
Hello, I'm here online.
Okay, go ahead. Begin whenever you're ready, Janet.
Okay, yeah, Jeanette Moore, Rapid City. I want to express my deep dismay that this commission has decided to implement a coyote bounty program without giving the public any notice or opportunity to comment and in violation of open meeting laws. At the March 3rd meeting, I know you for testimony in regards to the wildlife damage management plan about the importance of keeping coyote families stable and not disrupting them, because a stable coyote family, in those stable families, only the dominant pair is reproducing and they're a lot less likely to prey on farm animals. But when the coyote family is broken apart due to predator control methods, the disturbance causes more coyotes to reproduce at younger ages and to be more likely to attack livestock. And I think everybody here is, you know, smart enough to understand how that works, but you didn't take any time to research the validity of our claims or research the literature or consult with wildlife biologists or generally understand the biology and ecology of these species. I've worked in grassland ecology with cattle and bison family ranches. I've interviewed dozens of ranchers across the state about their interactions with wildlife. And I haven't talked to anyone who's had complaints about problems with predators. Excuse me. If they had, I would have recommended predator-friendly ranching techniques such as range riding, flagging fences, strategic grazing patterns, and proper carcass management. If a rancher does have a verified loss, they are eligible for compensation through the Federal Livestock Endangerment Program. So there's just a lot of reasons why the state shouldn't be wasting so much of our taxpayer money attacking these predators. There's currently a number of nonprofits with funding to help ranchers coexist with and promote wildlife in South Dakota, such as World Wildlife Fund's Sustainable Ranching Initiative, Audubon Society has their Prairie Management Toolbox. There's many others. You can look at the Dakota Conservation Network to find those. So the state should be working with all these organizations to enhance wildlife, not to destroy it. When I was a kid, we had sheep. We often heard coyote howling and saw them in our field. But we never had a problem with predator attacks. We had a dog bonded to the sheep. Excuse me. At the edge of our field, there was a strip of forest that went up this valley, and it was a big wildlife corridor. And sometimes when the coyotes were howling, my sisters and I, we would run along the edge of the field and the forest and howl with the coyotes, and they would howl back at us, and this is a really special memory for me, so I'm happy I got to grow up with coyotes. Predators keep wildlife in balance. No predators mean no balance. We've got to start protecting our predators. And then lastly, I just wanted to ask that you would please do more to promote lead-free ammunition. Almost every eagle that comes to the Black Hills Raptor Center is suffering from lead poisoning, which is a horrific way to die. Every year they're seeing an uptick in lead poisoned eagles. It's illegal to kill eagles directly, but it's still permitted to kill eagles indirectly through lead contaminated gut piles. And alternatives to lead ammo exist, so please do more to help get lead out of hunting. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present here in person who wishes to address the commission during the open forum here? Seeing no one, is there anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission? Is Marty Hansen online now? He's not? Okay. With that, Madam Chair, I hand things back over to you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. And thank you to those that took the time to join us online and here in person. We appreciate the time and words and thoughts that you shared. With that, we are going to move.